Sasquatches can totally be stealthy. Part of the Killer Romance series, written by Sane and read by Eos Rose. Jared may not be some ninja-like ex-assassin badass, but he is the very deadly and dangerous head of an incredible successful crime organization. He has skills. Just, you know, stealth isn't really one of them. Jay, Jensen calls out, his voice loud and clear even though he's on the other side of the door. Why are you in the closet? I'm not. Jared winces and thinks about smothering himself in one of the jackets hanging by his head. Okay, Jensen says after a moment's pause. Should I be concerned? I'm really not sure. Do you want me to get someone else, or... No, Jared yelps. No, it's okay, it's fine. I'm fine. Are you going to come out? In a little bit, Jared says. Maybe once he's sure his face isn't roughly the same color as a stop sign. And really, what the hell was he thinking? It's actually kind of nice in here. It's quiet. This time Jared does push his face into one of the jackets. Okay, Jensen says slowly. Is it all right if I come in then? Jared says, his mouth full of some kind of cotton blend. The closet door opens just enough for Jensen to slip inside. Jared closes his eyes against the light from the hallway, then keeps them closed even after Jensen shuts the door. So, Jensen's standing close enough that Jared can feel his breath ghost past his cheek. Part of me is worried, Jensen says. And part of me wants to make inappropriate jokes, and all of me is very confused. Jared sighs. You love me, right? I believe the correct response to that is, duh, Jensen says. Even when I'm being kind of an idiot. Again, duh. Jared winces. I was going to surprise you. With what exactly? With me, Jared says. I was going to sneak up on you and grab you and then, you know, sexy times. Oh, Jensen says. Yeah, if you had done that, I would have been very surprised. And then, after I instinctively crushed your trachea, I'm sure I would have been mostly devastated. Admittedly, I did not fully think this through. Jared blinks. Wait, what do you mean, mostly devastated? Well, you would have had it coming, Jensen says, ever practical. Who the heck tries to sneak up on an ex-assassin? Jared slumps miserably into what he thinks might be the parkas from the last time they went skiing. His misery abates somewhat as Jensen presses himself close. Jared feels fingers brush against his stomach. A few seconds later, his belt buckle comes undone. You know, Jensen says, his lips hot against Jared's cheek, it is kind of nice in here. It's not exactly how Jared had envisioned spending the afternoon, but he's really not going to complain, even though they end up having to get the parkas dry cleaned.